Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday in Mount Vernon, we finished up our series in Ephesians, and we looked at the final words that Paul wrote in the letter to the church at Ephesus. And so in verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "So that you may also know how I am doing and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts." And as I was studying this past week for our time on Sunday, I was struck by, you know, I wondered where Paul was when he was writing this letter. And so I looked up some commentary and I was like, oh yeah, Paul, as far as we know, is in prison in Rome when he's writing this letter. And so I thought, well, I wonder how far it is in the first century travel for Tychicus to get from Rome with the Apostle Paul to Ephesus, where this letter and these people are. And so you do a quick Google search and you quickly learn, wow, okay, this is nearly 1,200 miles. And this would have taken about 2 weeks for Tychicus to make this trip. And so Paul says, hey, I'm going to send you this brother Tychicus, and he's going to tell you everything about what's going on. He's making sure that you all know how Paul and his companions are doing, and so that Tychicus can encourage their hearts. And it reminded me of one of our core values. We say that in Christ, we are family. If anyone has repented of their sin and placed their trust in God's Son, Jesus, God adopts us as his own, and he makes us family. And we say that because we're family, we take the time to know and encourage each other. Now the challenge is, we live in a culture where we're all really busy. And, you know, here in a week, we're going to be launching our life groups, and we're going to be challenging all of us to commit to a life group for this fall term. Obviously, with coronavirus, things are a little bit different than normal, but life group, small group community gathered around the word and prayer and the mission of Christ, is really important. And as believers in Christ, as family, we take the time to know and encourage each other. And here's what was so challenging to me about this passage. This brother in Christ, Tychicus, he traveled 2 weeks and over 1,000 miles so that these believers could know how the Apostle Paul was doing, and so that Tychicus could encourage their hearts. And I think you're probably like me, and there are times, especially when it's winter time here in Ohio and it's cold and it's rainy, and you're thinking about that 7-minute drive across town, or to get to your friend's house for life group, and you're a little bit tired from the day at work, and maybe your kids have been, you know, not the best in the post school scene, and you're tired, and you're like, you know what, let's just not go tonight. We're tired. It's a long way away. It's like 12 minutes by car to this other home where there are these people with snacks, and we love them and they love us, and we're going to talk about Jesus and encourage each other. It's just too hard. Let's not go tonight. There are times where I'll confess I'm tempted to make that choice, which is partially why we like hosting, because then we can never talk ourselves out of it. But here's what I want to challenge you. If you are in Christ, you and I, the people in your life group, if you're in a life group, we're family. And because we're family, we take the time to know and encourage one another. And Tychicus is a great example for us. He was willing to go most likely by foot, and then a boat, and then some more walking, 1,200 miles, 2 weeks of travel, to encourage some other believers. And so I want to challenge you as you think about whether you're going to be in a life group in the first place this coming term, and as you think about how committed you're going to be to that group of people, to know them and to be known by them, to encourage them and to be encouraged by them, I want to challenge you to commit to that group, to commit to being there every week that you're able to be there, and to commit to allowing them to know you, and to allowing them to encourage you, and to encouraging them and knowing them. And God willing, all of us will be more fully conformed into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ when we finish this life group term in December. And so as we go, let's pray and ask the Lord for him to encourage our hearts so that we might be an encouragement to others. Father in heaven, we praise you. We thank you for the fellowship and the encouragement that we get through our family, our brothers and sisters in Christ. God, we ask that you would help us to faithfully seek to know and encourage other believers. God, that we would take the time. And God, we're thankful that it's not 1,200 miles in 2 weeks for most of us. It's just a short drive and 90 minutes once a week. So God, please remind us of the privilege that we have to gather with other believers for worship on Sunday mornings and also in life groups throughout the week. God, please help us to continue to take our next steps in our spiritual journey. God, help us to encourage others to do the same. Father, thank you for the encouragement we receive from you through our relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. We love you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own. God bless.